With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's promised law enforcement surge in Washington, D.C. did not appear as quickly as scheduled on what was supposed to have been its first night last night. The streets were bustling with revelers, but there was no visible increase in law enforcement last night. The Justice Department has subpoenaed New York Attorney General Letitia James.
It's part of an investigation into whether James violated President Trump's civil rights. The subpoenas reportedly seek records related to a lawsuit James filed against the president over alleged fraud in his personal business dealings and a lawsuit involving the National Rifle Association. On the condition of anonymity, a source confirms the subpoenas are related to a civil rights investigation. James' office says it stands behind its litigation. John Scott reporting.
Police say a suspected shooter and a police officer are dead after law enforcement responded to an active shooter near the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at Emory University. The CDC's director says bullets struck at least four of the agency's buildings. Economist Steve Moore is glad President Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
We need to get somebody in there who's a professional who can give us good numbers, and so she deserved to be out, and we'll see who comes into that. And I also think, by the way, that Jerome Powell has to go too. He's been incompetent as well.
And that's economist Steve Moore. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Israel says it's going to take over Gaza City. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says there are some serious questions about Prime Minister Netanyahu's desire to fully occupy Gaza.
The big question is, what is going to be the cost to Israeli soldiers? What's going to be the cost to Palestinian civilians? And lastly, what will be the cost to the hostages?
Oren told the Salem Radio Network there's waning support for Israel's military actions in Gaza, including from President Trump and his MAGA supporters. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is shutting more of its clinics down.
America's biggest abortion business has shut down nearly 40 facilities this year alone, and more may be on the chopping block in coming months. The reasons are numerous. Abortion bans in a growing number of states, less federal funding for Planned Parenthood, and growing pro-life sentiment in some parts of the nation. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is going to court to try and keep as many taxpayer dollars as it can. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Nigeria's mega city of Lagos has become a community for people who are deaf. The pastor preaches in sign language, and the vibrations of drums signal when to pray or kneel at the Christian Mission for the Deaf Church. An estimated 10 million of Nigeria's 220 million people are deaf or have difficulty hearing, and disability advocates say that in the absence of inclusive churches and institutions, the mission there is critical. This is SRN News. More beachgoers have been getting an unexpected shock this summer as jellyfish numbers bloom along the Delaware coastline. Many beach patrol captains say they're seeing the most jellyfish activity and stings they've seen in recent memory.
This year we have started to keep track of the data where in the past, you know, we didn't because we had maybe five stings from total from Memorial Day to Labor Day. And now we've had 92 stings just in one day.
That is Delaware State Beach Patrol Captain Bailey Noel. Meanwhile, retired marine biologist Giselle Mueller-Parker says the jellyfish bloom may be something we're going to be seeing more of in coming years.
We can't ignore an event like this and say, oh, it's just a one-time event. The polyps resulting from this jellyfish bloom will make more jellyfish next year, if the conditions are right.
The varieties of jellyfish include sea nettles, moon jellyfish, and lion's manes. Breaking news at srnnews.com.